Thank you, Celeste. In about 5 minutes' time, we'll take you straight back to the rowing for the men's four after the women's four won gold. But I want to go straight to the Tokyo Aquatic Centre. Matty Carmichael is doing a fantastic job for Channel 7 on the coverage, and he's on the line. Morning, mate. It's great to see you in such great form over there. And boy, haven't you had some stories to tell. So just a quick one. Set the scene for us going into today and the feeling around the Australian team.
The feeling in the Australian team is sensational, Whitey. It's there's such a buzz, and I just think everyone, so all the angst and the worry about whether this was ever going to happen or not, to actually be here, it's almost like this great release, and they're making the most of the opportunity in a way that's just so special, isn't it? And it's been such a pleasure to do these interviews with everyone who are sharing all their emotions with us, because there's so many emotions to let out after what they've been through for 5 years, eh?
Exactly. You must feel like Dr. Phil at times, mate, because you have them on the couch afterwards and they can't help but cry in front of you.
I feel bad. I keep making people cry all the time, but it's been a real absolute privilege, isn't it? And how about Kaylee yesterday? We're obviously not allowed to repeat her words, but aren't they the best?
Yeah, just awesome. And it looks as though you're going to have more to celebrate today, or definitely more to talk about today. The feeling around this duel in the pool, Mark II, for Arnie versus Katie again in the 200 free.
Who would have ever thought we'd be coming to a gold medal race with Katie Ledecky in it and saying someone else is the favourite? But I think Arnie is clearly the favourite in this race this morning. She looked so good in the semis. They've come here and she's showing no signs of pressure or anything like that. They're just absolutely thriving, and that partnership with Dean Boxall has become extraordinary, hasn't it? And Katy Ledecky's got a big one today. This makes my eyes water, the thought of she's got a 200 final, then a 1500 about an hour later. So what an absolute machine she is as well. But Ariane Titmus can win a second gold medal against her today is one of the great achievements, isn't it?
Yeah, it'll be extraordinary. Hey, I've got James Magnusson with me in our coverage here. He's had a saying the last couple of days: "Gold a day keeps the haters away," and that seems to be that seems to be working. The good news is, mate, that we've already got a gold on the board for Australia out in the rowing. So let's see how we go today in the pool. Great coverage. Looking forward to your.
I'll just share with you, Whitey. Yep. A Dutchman just walked past. We were watching that race on the screen, and the Aussies just beat the Dutch, and he turned to me and said, "New awesome fossum." that was a good one.
Good on you, mate. We'll follow the coverage. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, guys.
Matty Carmichael there. He's a good man, and he does a great job poolside. And, yeah, it is hard sometimes, James. I know that, you know, you've spent your life jumping out of pools and having to answer questions from reporters, but it's funny from our side of the fence as well, when you know that the emotion's there and you kind of go, I don't want to be the guy that makes that person cry. But there is a stage along the way after you've achieved something very special in sport that your emotion's going to come out. And when it does come out poolside, it's a really weird feeling on both sides.
Yeah, I think the hard thing for us is, by the time we see you guys, by the time we do that first interview, we haven't had time to absorb that emotion yet.
Yeah,
we're still puffing. We're still full of lactic acid. We're still trying to kind of take in what just took place. And all of a sudden, bam, there we are live on national TV. So it's a really interesting dynamic, and it makes for great viewing a lot of the time.
Well, Matty Carmichael was the man that had Dean Boxall and said to him he knew that it was the ultimate warrior move. So I don't know if you saw that interview, but Dean instantly reacted to that. He went, "You got it. That's it. And then the wave of emotions followed after that, and he told Dean Boxall that Ariane had been crying, and then Dean started welling up as well. And, yeah, really unique moment